local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday, January 3rd of 2024. Fog and 25 degrees, wind chill of 18 out there this morning. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by 17th District State Senator Jeff Longbine on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line here this morning. Senator Longbine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Doing good. Happy New Year to you, Jeff.
Happy New Year to you. Hope 24 started off good, and looking for great things in the next coming months.
Outstanding. Well, Jeff, let me just ask you here. We've got a lot of issues to talk about specifically, but what has you excited, gratified, and ready for what's to come here with this legislative session beginning Monday?
Well, when you look at the state of our budget, and particularly our ending balances, and the fact that we've been able to put about $1.5 billion into a rainy day fund, we are flush with money. And so projected to be about $4.5 billion worth of excess cash by the end of the year, or of our fiscal year. And so that gives us many opportunities. And so, you know, one of the top things always for me is to make sure that we're fully funding K-12, and that I'm hopeful this year that we can do some enhancements for higher ed also.
Yeah, with $1.25 billion, and this was the case last year, too. You were not in any financial difficulties. There were no money woes, considering, it's been a very good past couple of years. But, you know, a lot of things to look at, a lot of things to possibly fund, Jeff, and you had a lot of people making presentations and a lot of lobbying last year, wasn't there?
There was, Ron, and I may have misspoke. It's not $1.25 billion. It's $4.5
billion. Okay, there we go.
It's a really large number compared to what I remember back in 2012 when we had $800 in our ending balance. So it is a lot different. There are many, many opportunities for us to fund either enhanced programming that we currently do or to establish new programming. So anxious to learn more about those opportunities and see where we can make a difference for the state of Kansas as we move forward.
And that's even with the monthly revenues and the tax receipts starting to come in now, finally after 2 years of really exceeding by large numbers those projections, now starting to come in fairly consistently below the projections.
Well, we have missed the last 2 months, maybe the last three, but you could look at it like this. If you raise the projections high enough, sooner or later you're going to miss. And so that's what we have been doing. Our total tax collections are still extremely very, very strong and are very, very ample to pay whatever budget concerns we have. So we're fiscally in absolutely great shape.
He said $4.25 billion.
My goodness.
Look at that. 723 again. 17th District State Senator Jeff Longbine with us on our primetime newsmaker. A little legislative preview here as the legislative session in Topeka opens up on Monday. Well, Senator, the governor has been pounding the table, Medicaid, Medicaid, Medicaid. What are the chances we can see any traction on this year, in your opinion?
I think we've got two major issues that we go into the session with. The governor's number one agenda item is Medicaid expansion. The problem we have with that is that we have both the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate who are adamantly opposed to Medicaid expansion. And so I don't anticipate that it will get a hearing. I don't anticipate that it will come out of committee. I don't anticipate it coming to the floor in traditional ways. There may be an opportunity procedurally or some other way, through an amendment to get a vote on Medicaid expansion on the floor. If legislative leadership is that opposed to it, they may be able to strong arm enough people to have it not pass. So I unfortunately think Medicaid expansion is going to be very, very difficult to get across the floor. The other major issue is tax relief, particularly income tax, which is the number one agenda of our legislative leadership. We passed it last year. The governor vetoed it. We didn't have enough votes to override it. And so I'm sure that will be coming back again this year. I'm confident the governor will veto it again. I'm not confident we have enough votes to override it. So it appears like we've got a standoff between the governor and legislative leadership on income tax relief and Medicaid expansion. I hope there's willingness on both sides to maybe there's a deal there somewhere where we can provide some tax relief on income tax and get Medicaid expansion, and everybody goes home a little bit happier than they would be if they got nothing.
Well, it sounds like second verse, same as the first there. With the income tax and Medicaid's, coming up here, you mentioned that there may be an opportunity for a deal, but it certainly doesn't sound like it's likely. Specifically, too, Jeff, being this is an election year, will that play a part?
It will. Election year sessions are generally much different than normal years. People are concerned about making sure that their votes get recorded properly, and they want to vote on good things, and they don't want to vote on bad things. And so sometimes it restricts things that come to the floor, but also there will be ample opportunities to, through amendments and through floor action, to get recorded votes on current members that can either be used for them or against them in the election process. So they do take on a little bit different tone as we go into the session, but we'll see how that works out this year. Hopefully there's a willingness to sit down and talk about the issues and compromise. Otherwise, oftentimes in election sessions, not a whole lot gets done other than budget and tax.
Understood. Jeff, is there going to be any significant push from your perspective here on medical marijuana? I know there had been a push on that the last couple of years. Is there still some steam in that, or does it appear that that steam has dissipated?
I don't believe it'll pass this year. I co-authored and introduced massive medical marijuana legislation last year. We did get a hearing in Senate, Fed, and State, but then the committee decided to table the issue. I don't think there's enough votes on that committee to remove it from the table, and I don't know that legislative leadership, particularly on the Senate side, has much desire to move it forward. So we'll probably have to wait through the election year and try that again.
So Senator Jeff Longbine with us on our Primetime Newsmaker Wednesday, January 3rd. Fog and 25 degrees out there with a wind chill of 18 this morning. So what committees are you on this year, Jeff, same as last session?
Yes, I will continue to chair the Financial Institutions and Insurance Committee and the Senate Pensions Committee, and I'll be a member of the Fed and State Committee.
For folks that don't really know those type of processes and those work, what are your responsibilities and what is really the oversight that you have with those committees?
My Financial Institutions and Insurance Committee deal with all of our banking and credit unions. And so we work closely with the State Banking Commissioner's Office, the Credit Union Supervisor's Office, either proposing legislation that moves us forward in those two industries or provides additional regulatory authority to make sure that our Kansas banks are safe and sound and our credit unions are in good shape. And then work closely with our insurance commissioner on insurance regulations throughout the state. The insurance industry right now is in a pretty precarious situation. Nationwide, there's been a lot of natural disasters and storms, so property casualty insurance premiums are on the rise, and then I think people are finding it very, very difficult to get business liability insurance, and that is mainly due to a Supreme Court decision about 3 years ago that removed statutory caps on punitive and mainly on punitive damages. So insurance companies are pretty leery in Kansas right now about providing umbrella insurance coverage, and so those premiums are going up substantially if they're even able to be purchased. So trying to work with the insurance commissioner on trying to find ways to provide some relief there, particularly for small business.
Jeff, a couple of things that come to my mind here. Water issues were maybe not front and center, but I think, well, pardon the pun, there was a pretty good water undercurrent the last couple of sessions. What's ahead on water conversations here this particular session? And are there certain other topics that may not get a whole lot of headlines, but you see as vitally important that need to be addressed here this session?
Water will be forefront, mainly in the House. They've established a water committee that deals nothing with but water. And so we've got severe problems with the aquifer in western Kansas, and we need to find some kind of long-term solution, which is going to have to include conservation. But it's also a huge economic issue because not only do we have a lot of irrigated farmland in particularly southwest Kansas, we have a lot of large water users, particularly our processing plants in Holcomb and in the Garden City area. Feedlots, those type of things use a lot of water. And so water rights with Colorado and Nebraska are important, but also conservation and helping industry conserve. We certainly need the economic benefits of southwest Kansas, but we've got to do something with the water situation out there.
Jeff, anything else really that you see that really maybe is what a lot of folks would consider secondary, but you see is really vital going ahead into the session this year?
Well, one of the main concerns I have is we have heard number one issue from our constituents statewide is the increase in property tax and the detrimental effect it's having, particularly on our senior citizens who are on fixed income, who maybe are in a house that they've been in for 30 years, and property taxes increase to a level where they're fearful that they can't stay in their house. And so it's concerning to me. Number one, we need to find a solution, but at the state level, there's not a whole lot we can do that actually fixes the problem. And so I think there'll be a number of legislative proposals that either make people think they feel good but don't really do anything, or shift the property tax burden off of residential onto small business, or shift it from ag to industrial or industrial to commercial. The reality of it is property tax will not decrease substantially until local units of government spend less money. And so what we do at the state level could have a very detrimental effect to whoever ends up picking up the tab. And so I am concerned about messing with the property tax system at the state level. Those are local issues that local governments have control over, and so we probably need to stay out of it, but I don't think we will.
So constituents have been in your inbox with that concern, Jeff?
It is absolutely the number one issue that I hear about every day.
Well, and that's, I guess, a major part in due to people opening up their property tax numbers recently from the county that and the city that brought a couple of people to their knees, I know. So I'm sure you have been hearing much about that. Well, Jeff, as always, we appreciate your time. Session begins in Topeka in Monday, and we'll be in touch. We appreciate you making some time for us, not only prior to, during, but after legislative sessions to keep the public updated on activities in Topeka and what's going on. Jeff, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, I really appreciate you guys having me on. It's it's important to me to be able to be on the program to inform our constituents of what's going on at Topeka, and I would urge everybody that if they have a concern or a question to reach out, preferably through email. That's the easiest way to catch me, and that number, that email address is on the Kansas Legislature website.
Senator, thank you much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jeff.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's 17th District State Senator Jeff Longblind joining us on our Primetime Newsmaker, our legislative session here this morning, Chuck.
All right, and our legislative session dominates tomorrow's Newsmaker segment as well, with 60th District Representative Mark Schreiber of Emporia joining that.